trying to reach, what are we saying, et cetera, and just, you know, if God's saying something that's important and to somebody in particular. And I don't know, this week I've just had recurring thoughts from last week's show. One of your guests that was on last week after the show talked about suicide awareness and I think some events that she's planning on the fall. And as I don't know, I've just been, that's been recurring in my mind all week about suicide. It's one of those horrific tragedies that is within our community. And I realized last week when we were in the lobby, everybody that was out there had been affected dramatically by suicide. So I just been thinking about that and how that there's people out there that are struggling in different ways. And I just wanted to maybe talk a little bit about just my perspective on some of that.
Yeah, sure.
And certainly will be a clinical perspective. I'm not attempting to do any of that, but I believe there's a connection in the gospel for that. We believe that the gospel has the solution for everything.
Exactly.
And so, but saying that, you know, and coming, bringing that to a practical application, I think is important, because I believe a lot of times on a religious level, some kind, we tell people things that are in certain mindsets, but then they don't necessarily understand us. And sometimes maybe we confuse them. So, you know, and the way I understand just my own life experiences and my observations about suicide is, you know, it's, there's a strong connection to hopelessness in that. And I think a lot of times there's characteristics of things are so bad they can't get worse. I mean, they can't get better. They're so worse that so bad that they can't get better. You know, and nobody loves them. Nobody cares.
Right.
Life is difficult. It's a struggle. You know, there's something wrong with them. They can't be fixed. You know, all those type thoughts, I think, that result in hopelessness. This, there's no hope. There's no way out. There's no escape. And I realize there's different aspects of suicide and probably the reasons people do that. But I think that's one of the prominent ones. And thinking about that and having counseled and been in relationship with people who's went through those type thoughts. I'm sure there's people out there now, right now, listening to us, possibly that are in that struggle.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that everybody that's having those thoughts are going to be suicidal, but those that are can't see the way out. And that's so sad to me, because most always, none of those thoughts are ever completely true.
Right.
There may be truth to some of all of them, but they're never really true. There's always an exception, but a person could not see that. And so, contemplating that and thinking about the gospel and how God has worked things, I believe that humanity is created in God's image in a way that we're created to love and be loved. And so I think all human beings have a basic need to be loved and accepted, to feel loved and accepted.
Right.
And I think that in itself probably is a huge factor in someone who can't see a way out, is they don't feel loved and accepted. It seems to me if they did, there would be some value or worth that they could go beyond those thoughts and continue to function. And so, you know, contemplating that, feeling loved and accepted, I believe that's a huge aspect of the gospel and what God has done through Jesus Christ. You know, here we are up on the Easter season, and of course we have, you know, the crucifixion and the resurrection coming up for celebrations. And what God said specifically through that is that He does love us and He does accept us. And if a person could see that God has already worked an act of love, and there's no better way that He could ever say, I love you, than giving His Son.
Exactly.
He gave His Son and said, I love you enough, I give my Son as a sacrifice. And in that, and in the sacrifice, and there's so much more than we can say about this, but just for that mindset I'm thinking about, that the blood of Jesus Christ causes us all by faith in Him to be accepted by God.
Exactly. You know, and what's so sad is that it seems to be such an epidemic, you know, that's going on right now, but it affects everyone, from
yes.
the poorest person on earth to your Hollywood actors.
Yes.
You know, singers, and so, and of course, you know, as we all think that they've got all the money, they've got the mansions, what kind of problems can they have?
Sure.
But even they're affected also, mm-hmm. you know, because they have something going on in their mind thinking,
yeah,
it just, life isn't good enough.
Yeah.
So, and maybe that's something that they all think, that life just isn't good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to take this route.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's sad. And, you know, I can't say that I was ever actually suicidal, but, you know, I certainly understand being in a place where you didn't care if you lived or died,
right,
necessarily. And I equate this, too. It's not necessarily just suicidal, but I think, you know, we've been having the epidemic of the drug overdoses,
right,
that's been going on. And I think that kind of fits into it. I mean, you know, the mindset that a person has to continue to do something with the potential to poison you.
Right.
There's some type of suicidal tendency or thought, or don't care if one dies in that.
Right.
And it's so sad that what's been going on in our county and around the country. And so we say, well, the gospel is the solution, you know, believe in God or believe in Jesus and that'll fix your problems. And yet we all know that on a practical level, many times that don't happen for a person.
Right.
And so, you know, with that idea of being loved and accepted, feeling loved and accepted, I think that gives us, the church, a grand opportunity, to be aware and sensitive, to folks around us, that may not be in the right mindset. And even if they are, maybe we could be more intentional and deliberate in helping people feel loved and accepted.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't that be awesome to interrupt a person who's suicidal, even without ever knowing it? Wouldn't it be awesome?
Right.
Just by a simple gesture of love and acceptance that
we could
divert that tragedy.
Because, you know, I see a lot, even on social media, that people are constantly talking about being alone, not having somebody to communicate with, and it's
yes.
just on and on and on. And even in that depression that they get, they're
yes.
thinking, you know, what can I do in life to, mm-hmm. to gain somebody to talk to me, to gain a friend? And when they don't have an immediate result, mm-hmm. then who knows? They may
yeah.
have that suicidal thought.
And that's kind of irony in a way, because what you're talking about is our technology that is so wonderful. I think we ought to take advantage of technology. But the connectedness that we have technologically in our social media and various things, but yet there is a large number of people who feel disconnected, alone.
Right.
And I think that goes to show that the world will never produce what a human being needs to be satisfied.
That is spot on right there. I mean, that
isn't
is it, the absolute truth.
Isn't
right
that,
there.
Isn't that, it's all in our palm of our hand, and yet
exactly.
it doesn't satisfy our heart.
Exactly.
And, wow. Anyway, that's just...
Look, I think we could talk on this for days, couldn't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, hey, you know, if you're in that thought process, you know, reach out to somebody,
yes.
because Jesus Christ is the way.
Yeah, message us on Facebook.
Exactly.
And if you need help, let us know.
Thank you, Bobby Hill, for being in on the Big D Radio Show again as our weekly guest.
My pleasure.
And hope you have a great week.
Yes, sir.
We shall see you again on Sunday.
Yes.
We will be right back on the Big D Radio Show with Tiffany Johnson. She's with Wayne's Door Company right here in Coleman. We're going to talk about that great business that they have over there. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
To me, the change has come. She's under my love.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you Creative Design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 on the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
If you're like me, your most favorite meal of the day is probably breakfast. And coming up on April the 8th, you have your chance for an all-you-can-eat breakfast and help out a great cause. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day is coming up Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School lunchroom. Get your tickets from any Coleman Kiwanian or at the door. They're only a $7 donation, and it's all-you-can-eat pancakes with all the trimmings. You remember coming to Pancake Day as a kid. So now, round up your kids and come to the Coleman High School lunchroom Saturday, April the 8th for the Coleman Kiwanis Club Pancake Day. For more information, visit the Coleman Kiwanis Club Facebook page. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day, Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School lunchroom. Coleman Kiwanis, helping the children of the world and Coleman County. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. With me, Tiffany Johnson with Wayne Door Company. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm great. So, look, you're a sponsor on What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page, and we spread your word every day about the awesome business that you have. So, let's talk about Wayne Door Company. I think that you told me when I first met you that maybe it started in 1972. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What a memory I have. So, and all these years, I mean, you've been providing doors, and I'm sure as time has went on, different garage doors, different designs has come out. I can just imagine over that many years how design has changed on garage doors. So about how many different styles and designs do you have?
Oh, there's over 150 styles and designs that you can get.
So now, and with... I guess I want to know, how are they made? Are they aluminum garage doors, or...?
They are made out of steel, aluminum steel. You can get some wood, which we don't sell a whole lot of wood anymore. Most of them, people's wanting insulated for, you know, energy efficient, that kind of thing.
Okay. So, in Coleman, how's business... Because I don't really think there's many other places besides the big box retail places. And I don't even know if they carry a lot of garage doors, do they?
No, Lowe's carries doors. There is a few other small door companies in Coleman.
Right.
So.
So, and I can imagine, I'm thinking, you know, that the market probably anywhere should be good with, because now we're talking about new construction, people's needing garage doors, but also, with Wayne Door Company,
if their door breaks, you have parts in stock for them to either come by and buy it, and or you have crews?
Correct.
So can you tell us about the guys that's going out there and doing the installations? How long does it take them to do an installation?
It's based on basically the size of job. You know, if there's just one door or four doors. I mean, anywhere from an hour to 6 hours, just depending on size of job.
So that's still a quick process, though. Right. So if you're building a new home and we need the garage doors, it's up within a day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So now, different colors. How many different varieties of colors do you have with this? I know I'm asking hard questions, but...
Off the top of my head, I would say there's roughly 10 to 12 colors that you can choose from. That comes pre-painted. It's a baked-on finish paint. But they all are paintable if you wanted a different color.
So do they get like just a basic white garage door that can be painted, maybe?
Yeah, if one of our colors don't match...
With their house.
Right, then they'll go with just a white door and paint it.
Okay. So, man, I just love talking about doors. Because I think one of them that I seen maybe was it the barn door type?
Mm-hmm. Yep, the carriage house style.
Now, because I know that, you know, all these TV shows that we watch, they actually have these inside the houses that slide.
Right.
So, what kind of tell me what that carriage door is or what it looks like?
We have a couple of different styles of carriage house. You can actually get them from a stamped steel. That way it's all steel. It's just stamped out to look like a barn door. And you can even get them with a wood or fiberglass overlay, which gives it the barn look.
And with the doors, now, do you actually have these in stock or do you get them from a warehouse somewhere else?
We do stock a few, but our manufacturer is out of Georgia. And so I can have them here within just a few days.
Okay. So a quick time. If I come and order one, I can probably have it within a week.
Most of the time we can turn it around installed within a week.
So let's talk about your crews. Now, do they actually go out and repair garage doors, whether it's – look, I don't know a lot about garage doors, okay? But I know there's a lot of different things that goes on with them. I would imagine there's cables, there's the motor, there's the track.
The springs, yes. Yes, we do go out. We do repair the electric openers and doors. We do residential and commercial. So, I mean, and you're right. If you have a spring that breaks and you want to fix it yourself, I will sell you the spring. So, or a lot of people like, I'm not going to tackle it, you know, and they want our guys
That's me. I'm not going to tackle it. So if I have something broken, I give you a call. What's the turnaround that you can actually send your guys out to fix my broken garage door?
Most of the time, we will try to work it on within 2 days longest.
2 days. And that's for them to come out, fix it, and,
right.
And they're gone. Mm-hmm.
So, Big D, I have to add something to your I'm here now, by the way.
Welcome to Live 95, Jay.
Good for me to come back to the radio station. Wayne Door Company made me a really happy person because my sister built a house, and they have these really nifty, like, keypad things on the side of the garage door. My house didn't have that. So I went over, and I said, I want one of these things. And you know what? They took care of me.
Well, that's what they always do. So Jay, was you just getting lazy to lean over and grab that handle and bring it up or what?
I am always on the go, and I'm not necessarily always in my car. And I got really tired of coming home in someone else's car and not being able to get, you know. I could use the key to go through my front door, but what's the point?
that's a good point. So now, do you have keypads that goes on the outside that you can punch or whatever?
I thought it had to be wired in and everything, but actually no, it used the same little frequency as one of the little genie openers.
Yep, they're all wireless.
But that's her business, so she can explain that to you.
Yes.
So now, do we have these little genie things actually on our visors in our cars that we can hit when we pull up in a driveway?
Yes, we do carry the remotes, which they come with a new install, or if yours wears out or breaks, we keep them in stock.
See, look, unfortunately, I don't have a garage, and I wish I did. And if I did, I'd have a
you
garage
really,
door.
You'd really need one, trust me.
Oh, I know I do.
They're great on really cold mornings.
So, I mean, there's so much technology, not only with everything else, but now technology with garage doors. So
And it's growing every day. Now a lot of the new electric openers is Wi-Fi. You can connect to it with your phone, make sure your door's closed, or if you have a guest that comes up unexpected and they need in, you can log in with your phone and open the door.
How cool is that?
It's really cool. It's
so recently, I've done the same thing with my central heat and air with Dye Services Heating and Cooling. So they come out, put me a thermostat on. I'm on my cell phone, and I'm at work, you know, and I can just adjust it right. If I'm at the beach. And now we have technology with garage doors that can be open. Man, how cool is technology? Is there anything else, new technology out there with a garage door that you can talk about or not really? Okay. So probably, and this is just a wide open question, about how many different parts do you have on hand that you sell with garage doors? I mean, do you pretty well have everything that a person needs if their garage door breaks?
We do, and to be honest, I couldn't answer how many parts we have on hand. I mean, there's thousands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That mean. Yeah, there's thousands.
So, Danielle, next time you make sure that I read up about garage doors. I just like hit the old button, make it open and close. So, and let's tell everybody where you're located at.
We are located at 1601 First Avenue Southwest in Coleman. We're on the south end of town, back behind the Yates Christian Bookstore, where Kentucky Fried Chicken yep. is. We are right behind the Yates Christian Bookstore.
Actually, across from what?
The VFW.
Look, last week we were on the show, and we were talking about that building, and it took several minutes, and somebody said, that's the VFW, because I called it the DAV, but that wasn't it. That's the VFW, because yep. that's where we always do Swamp John's at, and I love that place. So let's tell everybody your phone number and the hours of operation that you're open so everybody will know.
Okay, our phone number is 256-739-6363. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4:30. We also have a website. It's WayneDoorCO.com. You know, they can go on there and look at the different styles and window designs and everything we offer.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming in the Big D Radio Show and letting Coleman know exactly about your business, where it's located, what all you do, what all you sell. And so if you're out there, you need a garage door, whether your garage is broke down and or if you're building a brand new home, make sure that you go by and see Tiffany and her staff and let them take care of you. So thank you very much. You're always welcome back on the Big D Radio Show anytime you want to come by, and let's talk about garage doors again.
Thank you.
That's Tiffany Johnson. This is Big D. We're going to go to break, and we'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
From the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP Coleman.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you Creative Design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 and the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
If you're like me, your most favorite meal of the day is probably breakfast. And coming up on April the 8th, you have your chance for an all-you-can-eat breakfast and help out a great cause. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day is coming up Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School lunchroom. Get your tickets from any Coleman Kiwanian or at the door. They're only a $7 donation, and it's all-you-can-eat pancakes with all the trimmings. You remember coming to Pancake Day as a kid. So now, round up your kids and come to the Coleman High School lunchroom Saturday, April the 8th for the Coleman Kiwanis Club Pancake Day. For more information, visit the Coleman Kiwanis Club Facebook page. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day, Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School lunchroom. Coleman Kiwanis, helping the children of the world and Coleman County. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's independent radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
show. In studio with us is Brad Talley from right here in Coleman. How you doing, Brad?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I am doing great. So you're with Booze Fighter Motorcycle Club, is that correct?
Yes, the Booze Fighters Motorcycle Club.
And you have a ride coming up this Saturday, April 8th, actually leaving from the Shell Station up on 157 Highway. So you're going to do a ride, you and your group, for the American Cancer Society called the Booby Run.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us about that? Tell us where all you're going to go and how many guys is going to be with you? Are you going to have different chapters of motorcycles with you going?
We've got whole groups of guys coming in from North Carolina, Michigan, Missouri, probably some guys from Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, from the other guys from Alabama. It's a big group of just the Booze Fighters alone. And then when you add in the public that comes,
right,
we're looking anywhere from, I don't know, it could be 600 to 800 bucks show up.
Are you
up.
Kidding me? Wow, no, that's incredible.
It has become a monster. But, you know, it's a great thing. It's a great cause. One of our ex-members is the one that came up with the idea and started it because, you know, he had cancer himself.
Right.
And this was 10 years ago. This is our 10th anniversary. And it has grown to the point now where it pretty much runs itself. I say that, but there's a lot of work that goes into it.
Oh, I can imagine.
Know. So, yeah, it's great. It's a lot of fun.
So, now, is this something that you do every year for the American Cancer Society?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and we were actually talking earlier about the goals that you have and for, you know, that you're trying to raise. So, what's your yearly goal, and do you try to raise that goal every year?
Oh, yeah, of course. We, you know, it's all about the getting the awareness out there and then raising the money that we donate. Last year, we were just a hair under 19,000,
wow,
that we donated. And, from my understanding, we're one of the largest donators in our region for the American
that
Cancer Society.
Incredible.
We do it every year at the actual Relay for Life here in Coleman at the fairgrounds. And, we all ride in on our bikes. And instead of doing the walk, the relay,
right,
they open it completely up and we ride our motorcycles around the lap. And then, you know, of course, we leave. But it's always a good time. Our goal this year is the $20,000. We've been trying to make that mark for a pretty good while now. We average, in the 10 years that we've been doing it, we average over $15,000. We're well up close to probably $120,000 in the nine going
is
into
that
the
right?
10th year. Yeah.
That is incredible.
That's really good.
So we're going to be starting out in Coleman at the Shell Station.
Uh-huh.
And where are you actually going to for your final destination?
Our final destination let me start it this way. We'll leave from Coleman at 8 a.m. from the Shell Station right beside Crackle Barrel.
Okay.
Right. If anybody wishes to come and ride up with us, we're looking probably anywhere from 75 to 100 bucks here alone,
right,
that will leave and go up 65 and go north. If you do want to go, probably start trying to get there around 7 a.m. Saturday morning.
Okay.
And then we'll leave at 8. We'll have a prayer, and then we'll do a little talk about the ride and how we proceed from there. We'll go up north, and we'll take 53 north from Huntsville up to Jimmy's 2.
Okay.
That will be the initial start.
Okay.
That's where we do the registrations, take the money, and stuff like that, okay, and then proceed from the ride from there. Then the last stop is at like 2:30,
okay,
at the Cherry on University.
Okay.
And we have food, door prizes. We have a raffle for an AR. We have a live band with 5 o'clock Charlie, which is okay, absolutely fantastic band.
Are they a local band out of Huntsville?
Yes. Yep.
So look, I love to eat. So tell me what kind of food you're going to have up there.
Well, everything that we get for this run is 100% donated. We have, I believe it's the Star Market out of Huntsville that donates all of the food.
Wow, that's incredible. The meat side of it.
Like chicken and sausages and all this kind of stuff that we'll have. David and his team out of Huntsville, they've done really well over the past. They've, you know, placed in the top two or three at the Lynchburg.
Yep,
Jack Daniel's cook-off.
Yep,
his cook team is just phenomenal.
They're top notch. Then
yes, and so those dudes come out and start out really early that morning, start cooking all the chicken and all this other stuff, and then 306 Barbecue, right there in Huntsville, right beside the Harley Shop, and they have a place over in Athens and all that stuff too. They're the ones that donate all the sides.
Okay,
so they'll have like whether it's. It's kind of their choice on what they bring. It's usually like beans and potato salad or slaw or something like that that goes along with the chicken. They'll be bringing out the stuff. Our girls, our wives, and that's they do all of the serving. So we'll be up there tomorrow setting a bunch of stuff up for all of that. Okay. So my day starts tonight.
Wow.
Or my week. My weekend starts tonight, yeah.
So after you do all your good eating and stuff like that, then are you going to take your ride back to Coleman?
Well, after when we do the food and everything, that kind of is like when you first get back to the stop, and then that's where we get into the door prizes and the auctions, because we've got some really good auction items that we'll auction off, and then we've got actually a really local guy here is one of the best engine builders for Harleys and motorcycles. He owns a business called Head Hoggers.
Okay.
He is bringing his portable or mobile dyno system.
Okay.
And what he'll do is he'll bring that bad boy up there, and you'll be able to load your motorcycle up on it, and he'll give you horsepower and torque off of it.
Wow.
He can tune it and do other kinds of stuff. He'll be there, and we'll have it's just an absolutely fantastic day all the way around. And then afterwards, we'll ride back and then come back, and we've got, like I said, we've got boost fighters from all over the country that'll be here in town. So, I mean, you know, if you guys are out and about and you see a bunch of boost fighters riding around on motorcycles, give them a big old wave.
Exactly. So now if some of the local guys wants to just join you on your ride, now do they have to pay a fee once they get to Huntsville?
It's $15 for one hand. It's like playing poker. We have the five stops. You get a card. It's like a card at each stop.
Okay.
All right. We have like a best hand, a worst hand, and stuff like that that you're playing throughout the day for.
Right.
It's $15 for one hand or $25 for two.
Okay.
So it's pretty fun.
That is so awesome. And such a great thing that you're doing. And wow, man, I'm just excited to see y'all at the next Relay for Life.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We enjoy it. Last year I got to do a lot of I guess it's like service awards and stuff. They asked me to hand out the service awards to some of their longtime members and stuff like that for the American Cancer Society and stuff like that. It was a lot of fun.
That's just incredible. I just can't imagine seeing that many bikes riding right beside each other. I mean, you know what? Just for somebody in a car, I mean, that's a rush to see that many guys on a bike.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's nerve-wracking when you're going up the interstate. When you got that many and you're kind of actually watching, you know, out of this mirror and out of this mirror, because you want everybody to be safe. You want everybody to get there, you know, safely and all that. So it's nerve-wracking.
Well, man, I appreciate you coming on the Big D Radio Show, telling us about this awesome ride. And I just appreciate you and your motorcycle club so much for doing what you do. You know, cancer hits so many people.
Yes.
Every single day that we live.
Exactly.
And for you guys to go out there and raise that much money, it's just incredible. And I thank you from the Big D Radio Show for everything that you do.
Well, thank you very much. It's kind of a passion for us, and we love actually doing it. It's a lot of work, but at the same point in time, I mean, it's well worth it by the time everything's said and done. It usually takes us, everybody wants to know how much.
Right, exactly.
You know, we're like, hey, you know, you're going to have to give us a little bit, because I mean, you know, we have to count everything that day while we're there, and then you never have a full understanding of what it is until probably a good week or so afterwards, because we have the checks that we have to process, and we have, like, you know, Walmart adds in $1,000 on top of what we do, and some other businesses that we deal with also do it. So it's kind of one of those things that it takes a little time, and I always post it on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And then, you know, so does the American Cancer Society. They have their Facebook page here and stuff like that, and in my local page. But, yeah, you guys come on out.
Exactly.
It's a fantastic day. It's a lot of fun, and we'd love to have you.
Exactly. Well, Brad, come back to the Big D Radio Show anytime you want to, and any other events that you have, just come by and tell us about it, and we'll talk about it on the radio.
Awesome. Sounds really good.
Hey, this is Brad Talley with the Booze Fighters, and they're going to have a ride this Saturday, April 8th, starting off at the Shell Station, 157 Highway. Thanks again, and we're fixing to go to break, and this is the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you Creative Design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 on the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
If you're like me, your most favorite meal of the day is probably breakfast. And coming up on April the 8th, you have your chance for an all-you-can-eat breakfast and help out a great cause. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day is coming up Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School Lunchroom. Get your tickets from any Coleman Kiwanian or at the door. They're only a $7 donation, and it's all-you-can-eat pancakes with all the trimmings. You remember coming to Pancake Day as a kid. So now, round up your kids and come to the Coleman High School Lunchroom Saturday, April the 8th for the Coleman Kiwanis Club Pancake Day. For more information, visit the Coleman Kiwanis Club Facebook page. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day, Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School Lunchroom. Coleman Kiwanis, helping the children of the world and Coleman County. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Music on the left side of the dial. For the right side of your brain. We're 95.5 FM, Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
I tried.
to the Big D Radio Show. I have with me Wes Brown. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm making it. I'm making it.
Man, welcome to the Big D Radio Show. We're glad to have you on.
Good to be here.
So, musician for a long time?
Long time. Long time. Since I was nine.
9 years old.
Yeah. I started playing like honky-tonking, I guess you would say,
okay.
When I was 12. Had my own band at 13. But not only on social media, you know, really doing that for about 8 months now. Taking it serious.
Right.
So
originally you're down from around Walker County, Oakman?
Oakman, Alabama, yeah.
I know exactly where Oakman's at, man. My old stomping grounds is around the Door Summit in the area. Yeah. So Wes, tell me what inspired you to become a musician?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it was just something I knew. I've always known that's what I'm supposed to be doing, you know.
Right.
I learned how to play the guitar by Garth Brooks, The Dance.
Right.
You know, I just was watching it, and I wanted a guitar for my 9th birthday. I got one in a guitar lesson, but they tried to make me do, like, reading notes.
Right.
I said, I can't do all that stuff, man. I'm probably the most – I don't know a lot about music as far as the what am I trying to say? The proper
– Exactly. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I just do it.
I hear you. So what kind of influences did you have growing up?
Junior. I got through in the bar scene way too early, you
okay.
know, and I mean, it made me who I am today. But, you know, Hank Jr., I went through a stage wanting to be like him, and then Stevie Ray Vaughan and, you know, Skinner. And,
exactly.
AC/DC and, you know.
There's a huge list, I'm sure.
Oh, man, there's a big list.
So what type of music do you play?
I play country, but it's more like a swampy blues, rock and roll country type. I don't know. It's my own.
Your own thing.
My own thing, man, you know.
And usually that's the best way to be.
That's the only way I can be. I can't be too fake about it. It won't come out right.
So where all have you performed at?
Well, growing up, it was mainly in South Alabama. And it's weird because I'm from Oakman, but when I put a band together and I didn't have the upbringing most had.
Right.
So I kind of moved in with this other family down on the Indian Reservation, Porch Creek Indian Reservation,
okay.
Atmore. And I played, you know, Frosty Acres all the way down to Austin's Country Palace to the Grand Casino in Biloxi all the way to Shooters in Pensacola. Just all over there.
So you're hitting all down around the South.
No, I did. That was back in
the day, we'll say.
Now I'm just doing a lot of things by myself, you know, just me and the guitar.
Right.
And I got a band for certain gigs, but,
okay.
you know.
So do you play locally around Oakman, around Walker County?
Actually, I live in Anniston now.
Do you?
So in Anniston, yeah. And there's a couple Mexican restaurants that I've been playing. I've been trying to stay out of the bars, but, you know, I don't know. I'm in the crossroads there because that's how you're supposed to make your money with
right.
a musician who can't sing in a bar is kind of hard to make.
So do you have a CD out, or are you thinking about doing a CD?
Actually, I'm working on an album right now. I got a single out. It's called Last of a Dying Breed, and it was released a couple weeks ago, which I did all that myself, too. So I'm learning I'm trying to take it serious nowadays, you know.
I hear you.
And it ain't all about the money or nothing, but I need to take it serious, you know.
So,
a little bit.
So with this new release that you have out, can people hear it
go on iTunes, Spotify, Google Music. There's about anywhere you look, YouTube, all that, you know, they can find Last of a Dying Breed, Wes Brown.
Okay, so right now you're just mainly doing solo, like you said, just you and your guitar, and that's it?
Well, I got a bass player, too, that'll come with me, just a good buddy of mine. But, yeah, it's kind of a solo act. And it's been working, man. It's been working.
If it works, that's all that matters. So, I mean, what's your plans for the future for Wes Brown?
You know what? A lot of my plans change after talking to
Daniel.
I'm going to tell you what, she kind of put it straight. I was at a crossroads, man. I didn't know, you know, which way. You know, there's not really a book written on how to become a star, I guess that's what, you know. I just want to, I just want to get my stuff out there. You know, now I finally figured out who I am, and you know, I write my own certain way, and
right.
You know, not everyone likes it, but some people do. You know.
Okay. So do you have any gigs lined up right now, or any places that you're going to perform anytime soon?
You know what? Other than in Piedmont right now, I'm just working on an album right now. I just, you know, the Mexican restaurant, I play there on Saturday nights, but I've not really booked out outside of that right now.
So now, do you have a Facebook page or a website?
Yeah, I got a Facebook page and West Brown Music on Facebook.
Okay.
Or they can. It's westb31/wixsite.com.
Okay.
And then that's my website. I built it. And, you know, I'm just getting started in this thing.
I hear you.
I'm very unprofessional. She said she don't like that. I'm very unprofessional.
Well, look, why don't we get some information from you tonight before you leave, and we'll put it on the Big D Radio Show Facebook page and get a lot of people to give your music some attention.
Man, look, that would be great. That would be great.
So you have your mighty guitar with you.
Man, this ain't even mine, man. I stopped at a buddy's house and said I need a guitar, and he gave me this. I mean, dude, I would never have a strap like that.
Well, there you go.
You know. But, hey, I got it, and I was coming in a car at first, but anyways, my plans fell through. So,
what song are you going to perform for us?
Well, I'll do that Last of a Dying Breed.
Let's hear it right now. Sing. Let me tell you something. You was bringing it, brother. So look, now if I have a house party, I'm going to have you to come over. And
that's what I did. That's Mandy. When you kind of threw me. I did, like, booked up at several gigs, but I do a lot of private parties. You know,
man. And that's the best thing to do.
I was going
to
say that was a Mexican restaurant every Saturday night. Huh?
Yeah. Hey, well, you know,
must be some good Mexican.
I tell you what, I made it. Well, I ain't even. Never mind. I promised my wife I'd, you know, stay out of the bars.
There you go.
Which, and I, you know, I ain't left nothing in them. But you know what?
For all of you listening in Coleman, you're listening to Live 95's Coleman's Got Talent.
There we go. Well, yeah. And Wes Brown has definitely got talent. There's no doubt.
Y'all should have seen Melissa's reaction here. She, like, looked up. She goes, what just happened?
This was some great music right here.
Oh, man.
So look, yeah, man, we're going to put your name out there on the Big D Radio Show Facebook page. If anybody wants to book you, we're going to put your phone number out there, house parties or anything.
And you can put my email. Look, I mean, everyone knows Big D. Everyone I've been using your name all week. I said, you know Big D. Yeah, that's my buddy. I'm going to be on there with Big D.
So, yeah, we're definitely going to put you out there, man. You're just an amazing singer.
Oh, man, thank you.
I mean, that sounded incredible.
Well, thank you, man.
But you know what's the best part is? It's from your heart.
It is.
I mean, and I could tell that just by watching you sing and play that guitar. I mean, that was from your heart.
Who are you kidding, Big D? I saw you in there singing with him, man.
Well, look.
It's like you're bobbing your head.
Look, I wanted to jump in, but he wouldn't let me. I'd like to break out my drums, but all I got's an ink pen, so.
That works.
Hey, do it. I had a guy break out spoons one night.
There you go.
He done good for a couple songs, and about six songs in, I said, oh.
He lost the beat.
Yeah.
That's one too many drinks, man. Put the spoons down. Well, Wes, we appreciate you coming in, and we're just going to end this like we always do with a quick prayer.
Yes.
And we appreciate you being here.
All right.
Dear Father, Lord, we just thank you, God, for being with us, Lord, and most importantly, Father, we just thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and the sacrifice that he made for us. And Father, we just ask that you be with Wes as he goes on with his ventures and his music, God, and that you just bless him everywhere he goes, Father. And Lord, let him just continue to sing from his heart and just mainly have fun. Father, we give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is the Big D Radio Show. Don't forget, we're going to have a couple guys going out there, our buddies, round two. They're going to be playing at Goat Island Brewery this Saturday night. It's going to be the one-year celebration of their opening. And our buddies down south, they're going to be at the Coleman Elks Lodge Saturday night starting at 9 p.m. So make sure you check out our friends. They've been in studio with Big D, and it's just a good weekend of great entertainment here in Coleman, so make sure you go check them out. We also going to have our friend Julie. She's going to be at Moe's Joe's on Saturday night. I think she's playing from around 6 to 8 maybe, and she'll also be back there, I believe, on the 28th of April, so make sure you go check out her band. Man, we just got some great entertainment coming out this weekend. Don't forget, it's the third annual Battle of the Bands presented to you from Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio. We're going to be at the Coleman County Fairgrounds. We're going to have 12 bands. All the slots are just about filled up. We're going to have concession trailers, food vendors there. We're going to have arts and crafts booths. We're going to have a car show, a place for the kids to have fun. 2 days of great entertainment. And we'll get with Jay, and hopefully this coming week we're going to have the tickets go on sale. We're going to give you a great price to get in for both days. It's the third annual Battle of the Bands right here in Coleman at the Coleman County Fairgrounds. You can shoot me a message on what's happening in Coleman if you need to, or the Big D Radio Show, any kind of information that you want. We're going to give you all the info that you need with all you vendors. And we expect a great turnout, and just hope that you bring your friends and family to hang out with us for 2 days. Man, it's just going to be a great time. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show. You'll catch me next Tuesday with Coleman attorney Melvin Haston on Understanding the Law, and then we'll be right back next Thursday with the Big D Radio Show with a great show for you next week, some great guests coming in. Have a great week. Enjoy your weekend. God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America. We'll see you next time.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
But Wes Brown grabbed his guitar. He says, hey, man, I want to play one more to carry us out, Big D. So here you go, Coleman, one more from Wes Brown.
In the Gulf Stream, yeah, the south wind moans. Bridges are getting lower, hey, the shrimp boats are coming home. The old man down in the corner slowly shakes his hand. He takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. And I was born in the rain of a Ponza train underneath the Louisiana moon. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane that comes around every June. Well, behind black water, the devil's daughter, she's tough, cold, and she's mean. Go by the corner, it takes a lot of water, watch your way to New Orleans. Man came down from Chicago, he gonna set that and live it right. He said it got to be 3 feet higher and won't make it through the night. Well, the old man down in the corner, I said, now don't you listen to that boy. Father be gone by the morning, he'll be back to Illinois. Well, I was born in the rain of the Ponza train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane, it comes around every June. Well, behind black water, the devil's daughter, she's tough, cold, and she's mean. Nobody taught her, it takes a lot of water to wash away the New Orleans.
Wes Brown. Don't forget, look at the Big D Radio Show Facebook page. We're going to have his phone number and his information. So if you want to give him a call and let him come play at your event.
I heard Hurricane. I heard New Orleans. I heard Devil's Daughter. I did not hear Beignet. I did not hear Beignet in there.
That'll be next.
What rhymes with Beignet?
Beignet.
I don't know.
Go away.
Go away.
Beignet and go away.
Have a beignet and go away. All right, I'm going
to
behave.
Hey, look, Wes, I've got to bring you back, okay?
Man, I'd love to. Look, and I'll be on time next time. Man, I look.
You know where we're located at now,
know,
so you've got to be
on
time.
Man, I was in the Dollar General store over there, and there was a guy that said, I've been in radio 15 years. There's not a radio station. Man, look, I don't just ride around with a guitar on my back acting like I'm trying
How
to get it.
How funny is that?
I thought they were going to.
You want to know when you hit it big, when you go into the Dollar General shopping and you hear your radio station. Now, that's when you're like, this has changed.
Man, we're big time now.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we're going to get with Danielle, and a couple weeks down the road, seriously, I want you to come back and play a few more songs for me.
Man, I appreciate it. I'd love to.
That's awesome.
Thank you for having me on.
Hey, man, you are so welcome. It's our pleasure to have you in here.
Man,
just your own way of singing is incredible.
Oh, man,
it really is. It's incredible. So we're going to get with you after the show here in a few minutes, get some information. Don't forget the Big D Radio Show Facebook page. We're going to have his name and everything about him. And so we've already told you all the announcements. Make sure you check out our guys down south, Coleman Elks Lodge, Moe's Joe's, Julie Ann and Gold Rush, and my good buddies Round Two at Goat Island Brewery all this Saturday. There's going to be lots of music happening in Coleman this Saturday night. Take care. We will see you next time.